That sounds good. And we trust it's true, that love is bubbling over in our hearts, in your heart. We're glad that God has seen in his all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives to roll on just a little bit longer on planet Earth. And we're certainly delighted about that. It's good to see those of you who are visiting with us, and we trust that this will not be your last visit. The Church of Christ, to the Church of Christ that meets at 3201 Sandy Lane. And this is a holiday, a man-designed holiday. I think it's called Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Now, whoever came up with the name perhaps was not married. But in realistically, every day is Mother's Day. Ain't that right, Mother's Day? Yeah. Did you do that? When you gonna start doing that? Excuse me. We've come together today to worship God in spirit and in truth. Those of you who may be visiting with us and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, it would give our hearts the greatest joy for you to check your Bible, read it for yourself, study it for yourself, and be informed by the apostles' preaching, particularly in the book of the New Testament, that Jesus established through the preaching of the apostles one church. One church. We see many, many different churches here, there, and yon. Sincere people, believe that they're on their way to glory because that's what the preacher is telling them. I want you to take a moment and turn with me to the book of Revelation. That's the last book in the Bible. I want to encourage everyone to check behind all preachers because you see, at the final roundup of human affairs, the preacher's not going to stand before God for you. He's going to stand before God for himself and how he lived his life, and as a gospel preacher, as a preacher, did he preach my word? I ask you to come to Revelation chapter 20, I believe, for just a few minutes. And it's just so good to see a number of visitors that we have not seen for a heap of long time. Just forget all about us. So come more often so we can. The Lord asked me, were they good visitors? I said, Lord, I can't remember because their visits were so far apart. Preach, peace. All is well. We're delighted to see you. If you're in your sound mind, you want to make heaven your final destiny. The writer says in Revelation, what did I say, chapter 20? Let's start with verse 10 and read down from there. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, this is the final roundup of human beings on planet Earth. Where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night. How long? forever and ever. Forever and ever. But thank God Almighty, the writer says, I saw another crowd. And I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven flew away. And there was found no place for them. Pick it up again at verse 12. The writer is talking to us about the end time, judgment day, when all of us will give accounting of our deeds done on planet Earth. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, which means that they had risen from the grave. And the books, notice the text now, and the books were opened. What books? The diary on every human that had ever lived on planet Earth. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. That's God's book. That's the one we read and study right now, studying right now, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. What's the last phrase? Based upon what you did on planet Earth and what I did on planet Earth, God keeps the record. We don't keep that record. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. According to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is called the second death. Death means separation. Separated from God and heaven. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were what? Passed away, and there was no more sea. What do you want to hear the Lord say at the final roundup of human affairs to you? You want to hear him say, come, you blessed, and live with me forever and ever. You don't want to hear him say, depart. And the choice of what he will say at the final roundup of human events is left up to you and to me based upon his writing. Come with me to the book of Matthew. That's in the New Testament. I believe it's chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. I believe. And about verse 28. What did I say? 20. 28. What did I say? Matthew chapter 20? No. You know that's not the scripture I'm looking for. What scripture am I looking for? 28. You just let me go there too. Matthew chapter 28. But that did give you time to find Matthew, didn't it? Praise the Lord. Are you there? And Jesus came, this is following his death, burial, and resurrection. And Jesus came, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, his apostles, all power. How much of it? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's everywhere. Then he says to the apostles, I want you to go. Go you therefore, and when you go, do what? Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to do what? Observe what? All things. But he puts all things, but he puts a limitation on the all things. All things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Whatsoever I have commanded you. Why would you support an organization that it's not mentioned in the New Testament by the apostles after they started preaching in Acts chapter 2? You follow the question? If you can't read about it in the Bible, Jesus didn't start that organization. You want to make sure that you have followed what's written in God's book, the Bible, because Jesus says, teach them whatsoever I have commanded them. Amen. Preacher, you preach a sermon. Now for the next sermon, I want to make sure you have your Bible so you know I'm not telling you something that's not in the Bible. God bless. Aren't you glad that you're in the house of God? Just for a few minutes. Today is a day to celebrate, I understand, Mother's Day. Special day for mothers. The lady who guides the home, really, and can cook some delicious meals. Today, as we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 in your Bible. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 is our opening text. It gives us the beginning of everything about earth. How it started, who started it. And we understand as we've read the text, it starts off in verse number 1. In the beginning. Time, beginning represents time. God, force, created action, the heavens, space, and the earth. And God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And this book, number 1, it tells us the events in sequence of the creating work of God. 5 days creating. And when he had created the earth and many other things inhabiting the earth, he says in verse 27, I believe it is, he says something special there. Let's start with verse 26. In all of the creative work that he has done, we get the purpose of of all this work that God has done in this verse. And God said, let us make man. How are you going to make him, God? In our language? In our image, rather. After our likeness. And I'm going to give them the honor, the privilege, and the opportunity to let them have dominion over what? All over everything on the planet Earth. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And we try to get rid of them, those ants, especially when they get in the kitchen. Let us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, make man. So God created man. Watch this now. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him male and female. Created them. And God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. This whole earth had only two people on it. But now it is far, far different. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. I've given you everything you need to live on this planet Earth. Look at verse 31. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? Not just good. It was very good. Chapter 2. And the heavens and the earth were finished. And all the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from his work. But now I want to go back to a point in verse 26. Let us make man. I want to make him after our image. We're going to give him dominion over all the earth, to live there, to keep it, and to develop it. That privilege, that honor, was given to human beings. And he goes in chapter 1. He goes down the path and talking about the challenges, the things that needs to be done. Let us make man in verse 26. And chapter 1 tells us, and God formed them from the dust of the ground, male and female. In chapter 2, we get a little bit more detailed information. Genesis chapter 2. The heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day. That's in your Bible. Sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all the work which God created and made. These are the generations. Verse 5, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God, and that caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Mr. Man, God always, from the beginning, intended for you, us, not to be lazy. And the Lord God, look at verse 7 now. Look at verse 7. The Lord God did what? Formed man of the dust of the ground. And where did life come from? Life didn't come from the ground. Life came out from God. He breathed into the form, and man became. He didn't become until God breathed into the form, the breath of life. And man became a living soul, and the Lord planted a garden east one at Eden, etc., etc., etc. And verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. Now, I think most of you perhaps know the sequence of events here. And God just took man around after he had created him, showed him around and where he's going to be living in the garden, and all the trees and fruits that he had created. But he told man, everything you see, all the trees you see, help yourself. Except that one right there. Don't eat the fruit off of that one. But everywhere else, you can help yourself. Look at verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would name. And the Lord God, let's keep reading. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and all the fowl of the air, etc., etc. Verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep. Here we go. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Why is he putting him to sleep? Because he doesn't want any interference. Put him to sleep. And he slept. And while he was sleeping, God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib, where did he get the rib from? From the man. Got the rib from the man. Closed up the flesh, and the rib, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from Adam, made he company. Company and helper. Made he a woman. Made he a woman. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now all he had been seeing is trees and leaves and fruit and vegetables. But now he sees a creature that symbolizes him. Characteristics of him. Form. Tall. Oh yes. He must have been mighty excited after seeing all them bears and chickens and all that. But to see this, it was amazing. Therefore, and Adam said, this is now what? Verse 23. Bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman. God, watch this now. God didn't ask Adam, would you like to have a mate? And describe to me what kind of mate you want. You want somebody that looks just like you? God didn't have a conversation with Adam regarding that. God put Adam to sleep and took a rib, formed a woman, brought her to the man. A suitable helper.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
God said the suitable, what man needs when he's not married, is a wife. Female. I'm emphasizing the what he could go. He should be going looking for. A female.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall do what? Cleave
unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. They shall be one flesh. There can only be one flesh in a marriage if it's a male and a female. Otherwise, it's just a male and a female shacking up. I mean no disrespect, but I must preach what's in the Bible. And you must obey the Bible, and I must obey the Bible if I hope to live eternally with God. Because you see, now there you go again, interrupting me, and I'm trying to move quickly forward. God formed Adam, but not the woman right away. But when he did decide to form someone for Adam, he put him to sleep. He didn't come asking his advice. He put him to sleep. Created woman. In chapter 20, hold on, no, you don't need to go there. But in Revelation chapter 20, we read part of it this morning. Judgment Day. God is going to be judging humans based upon what he decided for man to have. I don't care how many people are there. People that have ever lived, probably are going to be there. But God formed man. Let us not think that we can do things better than God. And he's going to accept it. Number one, we can't do things better than God because he is God. And I'm endeavoring to say this because I believe if Jesus Christ was telling you this, he would do it firmly and with no hatred. I have no hatred, but I share with you what thus saith the word of God. That's my responsibility, to preach what's in the Bible. Not what I like, not what you like, but what's in the Bible. Because one day, God is going to be our judge. I'm not going to be my judge. God formed man from the dust of the ground. Now, you're taking up all my time over here with this. God formed man from the dust of the ground. And then when God formed her, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Didn't say anything about God having a knife to cut him or anything like that. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his wife and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The only relationship between a male and a female regarding marriage is just that, male and female, and endeavor to help others who may not have that understanding. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed because there was no sin on the earth at this time. Then he goes on to talk about the serpent approaching Adam's wife. And that was the downfall. There is no failure. There is no failure in God. He knows everything. He has created
everything. And there is. And there is. No mistakes that our Heavenly Father has ever made. God and Adam, when he saw her, he called her, whoa, man, woman. Got part of his name, if you want to call it that. There was no problem until they had a visitor. To come by to visit with them. That's in chapter 3. It's almost another sermon. You notice? Do you notice? The devil knew where to start with his lie. He started with his wife. And that's when sin entered planet Earth. Now you might want to read Revelation chapter 12, I believe it is. Tells you, gives us information regarding how the devil got down here. Because he was doing some devilment up in heaven. And God put him out. But he's down on the earth. And we see him in the garden. Make your calling and election sure. Don't, it's perhaps polite, but don't be so polite that you don't study the Bible for yourself. Because we read at the opening from Revelation chapter 20 that all of us are going to stand before God at the final roundup of human affairs for ourselves. I must give an account for my life. You must give an account for yours. Make sure you take the time to study the Word of God. Because you want to hear him say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, coming up a little bit higher. I'll make you ruler over many. Where are you this morning? Where are you this morning? Oh, one other point I must make. Because our paths may never cross again. Very simple. I believe it's Matthew chapter 20. I did refer to that when earlier in my lesson. But the emphasis that I really want to put there, Jesus met with his apostles following his resurrection. Matthew chapter 20, he says, now, go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded. Whatsoever I have commanded. What's your point, your purpose for going back there? Don't go before God. Having supported an organization that you don't read about in his Bible. That's my point. There's a church here and a church there, here, church everywhere, church. But is it the church that the apostles establish? Go ye therefore and teach all nations whatsoever I have commanded. The Bible refers to the churches of Christ. Romans chapter 16, you've read it, perhaps. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Make your calling and election sure. Don't make your decision based upon your friends. Try to help them know what the truth is. The apostles, Jesus specifically told them to teach whatsoever I have commanded. And if they have not commanded a different church other than the Church of Christ, how can you support it and expect God to bring you to his heaven? Are you concerned about eternity? We're going to live here just a short while. But we'll rise again. We will rise again. You see, because life, God gave us life. The body he got from the ground. Life, we got from him. So life, for the human, is everlasting. That's why the Bible shares with us in Revelation chapter 20 what's going to happen one of these days, that we're going to go into the judgment and our book, every one of us, God keeps a book on every one of us, and he keeps his book also. And at the judgment, we are going to be judged out of what's in his book. That's in your Bible. Read Revelation chapter 20. Make your calling and election sure. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. The apostles preached the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit, starting in Acts chapter 2 and verse. What did I say? Yeah, Acts chapter 2. I thought I'd say first and second Acts. Please. In Acts chapter 2. 12 apostles preached the gospel here, there, and yon. And only one of them died a natural death. Through the years they were killed, all because they were preaching the gospel. John was the only one that died a natural death. The Bible tells us, male and female, regarding marriage. It's not about what we want. God created us for him. And that's why it's such a lovely place. And he tells us about the place that he is preparing for us. An eternity. Well, preacher, I believe that since you preached the Bible with me, given me book, chapter, and verse of what you said, you hear my voice? You can hear my voice? I think I want to be a member of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ, that I can read about in the Bible. It's very simple. You've heard the word, preached it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Believe it with all of your heart. Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins. Be godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed. And make a decision to give your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Luke 13 and 3. Confess. Confess what? Your faith in Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then be buried in water baptism, Acts 2:38, for the remission, for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And you know what God does? He adopts you as his daughter or his son. Isn't that good news? Live according to his instructions in his book, the Bible. And you will hear him say at the final roundup of human affairs, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. We have the baptismal garment, so you won't get your suit messed up or your dress messed up. Won't get wet. The water is ready. Room temperature. The baptizer is ready. He has his own boots. The only question mark is, are you ready to make a decision for your life and for your eternity? But that's your call. We don't know the answer. But if you come down and let us know that you want to be added to the family of God, we'll baptize you
this day, this morning. And God says, when you do that, I will add you to my family. Isn't that wonderful? And he's going to have, and in Revelation tells us that he's going to have our record there. Giving you a moment to let that soak in as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?